I think we can all agree that the worst mistake in the history of athletics at the University of Tennessee was sending 15 people that all played defensive tackle out on the field at Baton Rouge against LSU. I think we can all agree that was the worst single mistake in Tennessee football history. Okay, and I'm standing by that, Chuck Smith. That's on you. But I want to pull up one that I think is comparable, because the reason that's so unbelievable is substitution patterns, John, are like tying your shoes in the morning, right?
Yeah, usually.
I mean, we're not talking about doing those little, what are they called, French cuff things. We're not talking about that. We're talking about tying a shoe.
Yeah, it's considered pretty perfunctory. Nobody has to think a lot about it. You do it without thinking. In fact, some people tie their shoes, and then they walk a few steps and wonder, hey, did I tie my shoes?
I didn't even notice.
Easy. Yeah.
Did I go in the game? I don't even know. Well, that's what's happening at the University of Florida. They're not sure if they're in the game or not. Billy Napier, Mr. Detail Oriented, did this.
In the spring game.
What?
I said in the spring game.
In the spring game. Okay. Billy Napier did this in the spring game. By the way, huge crowd on hand, as you can't get enough of those Gators in the spring.
Looks like Vanderbilt's game. Where are those cranes?
Looks like Billy. That was a section specifically held for Billy Napier's family. So what do you get? What do I get in this contract, University of Florida? Well, you get three sections for the spring game.
Not pictured are Billy Napier's 3,000 auxiliary staff members.
he's trying to, for those that don't know, he's trying to copy Nick Saban on that. All right, but they send 10 people out on a field goal block. I don't want to over-exaggerate this, but this to me is something that if I'm a coach, it doesn't happen in a game. It doesn't happen in practice. It doesn't happen ever if you've been there for any amount of time. It's one thing if this happens a couple of weeks. Am I making too much out of this, John, to say that this is pure goofiness and not a good sign for Billy Napier?
Yeah, I think you're exaggerating a little bit, Dave. I think people are gotten very negative about Billy Napier based on some things that have happened the first two seasons. They don't see a national championship unfolding there. I looked at it a little differently. I thought it was awesome the fact that both the kicker and the holder were out there.
That's true. Because even though we're talking about field goal block, you can't even kick if you don't have a kicker out there, Caleb.
I know. Yeah. And you still could have made the kick with just one guy short, as long as the kicker and holder were out there.
Caleb, maybe we're being too hard on the whole group. They still could have gotten a block with 10 guys.
Well, if you guys search Florida Twitter, I'm dead serious. Some of them now, you know, many Florida fans are like, they want Billy Napier fired tomorrow. They've been wanting him fired for the past like 4 months. Another contingency, though, and this probably comes more from SEC people, because for some reason people in the SEC that cover it as a whole love Billy Napier. They just think he's the smartest thing in the world. Apparently, guys, this was an experiment thing they were doing. Some people think that on Twitter, that this was some sort of experimentation, you know, because you experiment with having 10 guys on the field. Now, this is the Billy Napier who, again, the reason it's a big deal is they lost a game last year to Utah because of a substitution infraction that gave Utah a first down, and they got it on a punt return that allowed Utah to go down and score a touchdown. And Billy Napier said at the time, well, we have three different punt units that go on, and the wrong one went on that time or something. And in my mind, I'm like, maybe he is detail-oriented. Yeah, that's my point. Maybe he is detail-oriented. Maybe the problem is he has too many details.
Nick Terry Jewelry Design, they want to be your jeweler looking for affordable game day jewelry. How about the Fire Opals, the Tennessee tradition? RickTerryJewelry.com, RickTerryJewelry.com. And I'm sorry, I failed to get to first down. Cooper Mays, what do people need to do?
Hit like and subscribe.
There we go.
Coop here, first down.
Billy Napier, will he be at Florida in 2025 as we're previewing the upcoming season 1 year from now. What say you, John?
No, excuse me. I don't think he'll make it through the 24 season. You take a look at Florida's schedule and you look at its depth chart. I just don't see it happening for the Gators. And I mean, he's going in with back-to-back losing seasons. Yeah, I know. I think if Jeremy Foley were the AD still, Billy Napier would have been fired after year two.
There's no question.
Or during his second season.
I agree. I think he was pretty hardcore. I think he was one of the better athletic directors I ever covered.
Yeah, and he did. If he made a mistake, he was quick to correct it. Get me that whiteout. Does anybody know what whiteout is anymore?
No, I just use an eraser. Caleb?
I'm with both you guys. He's fired midseason. And a lot of it is his fault because of how much details he throws in. I think he makes things way too complicated. But part of it's not his fault because I think the Florida administration right now is very incompetent behind him. I mean, the way that, you know, their NIL mismanagement is embarrassing. There are just so many deep-seated issues with the program right now that this reminds me of the Derek Dooley years where, yes, Derek Dooley was bad, but it ain't like Derek Dooley had any brains like in the administration behind him either at the time. Right. So
what down, Coop?
Cooper Mays here. Second down.
What's the magic number that Tennessee fans, Florida State fans, Miami fans, other fans that want bad things to happen to Florida should root for? What's the number of wins that keeps Billy Napier his job but doesn't win him a championship, which I don't think any of us think can happen. But what is it, 8 wins keeps him a job for one more year, John? Is that what the Florida rivals should be rooting for?
Yeah, I guess I don't see how after your third season at Florida and you win 7 games, they throw a parade for you. I just don't see that happening. I think they probably opposing teams, Miami, Florida State, Tennessee, all the rivals, should just say, we want to beat Florida so badly that they will consider giving up football. And we won't have to worry about them in the future. But no, you're not keeping Billy Napier around any longer. That's just futile thinking.
Well, wait a second. Let me play this game with you. So 8 wins wouldn't do it?
Yeah, I guess 8 wins, but they're not going
to. John doesn't think 8 wins is possible. Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't think 8 wins is possible.
It's kind of like saying I could swim the Pacific if you gave me enough time, but I don't know how to swim. Caleb, is there any magic number? That was my best analogy ever. Just
no, really? I like the screen better. Go ahead. Like, go ahead, Caleb.
I do think that I agree that 8 wins would be what other fans want. And I know this because people who wanted to see Tennessee suffer, the worst thing that ever happened to Tennessee was 2015. They were 3-4, and then they go win out. You remember this, John, with Butch Jones to finish 9-4. And that bought Butch Jones 2 more years at Tennessee. And then Jeremy Pruitt in 2019 starts the year 1-4 and finishes very strong and finishes 8-5. And the whole Tennessee contingency was, oh, we got a future with Jeremy Pruitt. Look at how he finished the season against really, really bad teams.
And what did Peyton Manning say?
They're like, that is total bullshit. Tennessee center Cooper Mays here. Third down.
All right. The University of Florida.
What did Peyton say? I didn't hear that.
They're like, that is total bullshit.
Yeah, that's what he said. He just likes to go. I mean, he goes off on a tangent. I can't stop the guy, you know.
Okay.
Getting back to the topic at hand. So the University of Florida, I'm not going to ask you how that job should really be perceived anymore. What I'm going to ask you specifically is Billy Napier, Derek Dooley, Butch Jones, or is he Jeremy Pruitt? In other words, Dooley's the guy that hangs around long enough and you think that, hey, you might be able to get it done. You're in a bad situation. And then you hire a Butch who is able to win enough games to hang around. And then you hire a Pruitt where you realize, man, things are really bad. It's time to make a change. So in the evolution of Florida football, what will Billy Napier prove to be, John? Which coach?
I think you approved to be Derek Dooley, because Derek Dooley and Caleb already mentioned this about his support brain trust wasn't real significant. He didn't have much support, and he inherited a horrible situation. Tennessee had had two coaching changes back-to-back years. I think Napier stepped into a really bad situation at a place where you're supposed to win a lot of games and didn't have a great depth chart, and then he made it worse. So I would compare him to the other two guys. First of all, you want to be Butch Jones. You got to be able to make your face turn red and purple on the sidelines in the same game, preferably in the same possession. And with Jeremy Pruitt, if you know how to wear a COVID mask, you can't be Jeremy Pruitt.
Very true. Also, Napier's defense, he doesn't have the annoying, cringy sayings that Butch Jones had that just made me just want to, it drove me crazy. And he's not going to.
63 strain.
Yeah, 63 strain. That's the weird part about the Napier thing. It's like they almost just found him on the road two streets over from Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. And they just hired him.
And when.
It's not even exciting.
A part of me, like, yes, he makes mistakes, but a part of me does feel bad for him. And that's why I'm with John. I get the Dooley vibe, because a part of me did feel bad for Dooley, honestly. And I know a lot of people didn't, but I understand the situations there. But the other part where they're similar is, I mean, John, you probably remember this, Dave, you made too, that 2011 team. Yes, they lost to Kentucky, but that was the toughest schedule Tennessee football's ever played that year. They had to play Arkansas, LSU, and Alabama when those were the three best teams in the country. And that's what Florida's dealing with Napier.
What down, Coop?
All SEC center Cooper Mays here. Fourth down.
Here's who Florida is going to hire when they get rid of Billy Napier in 60 seconds. And it's brought to you by our good friends at Dynasty Pools and Spas. Here, you know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready, because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. They're just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com. What in the world about Lane Kiffin and the University of Florida wouldn't work, John?
Oh, I think it would work. But I think if Lane Kiffin is smart, he'll stay where he is. If he doesn't, I think he's shown he can win big at Ole Miss. I don't know how much he can win long term. But yeah, Florida definitely should go try to hire Lane Kiffin, and no doubt about that. He not only has a proven track record, his teams play exciting offense. He fits that fan base. But if Lane looks at the history of that program, Urban Meyer and Steve Spurrier, Charlie Pell did a nice job rebuilding.
They can eat their own.
Yeah, I just think they had two really good coaches, great coaches. But otherwise, Florida just has struggled. I mean, you talk about all the potential. You talk so much about recruiting, the recruiting base. But the other side of that is every program in America recruits Florida. So there's a lot of competition for everybody. So But I think, yeah, I think Lane Kiffin would be number one on my list. I mean, I'd make sure, check with Urban Meyer to make sure he might want to make a comeback.
Ouch, really?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Lane Kiffin would work.
Yeah, Caleb, I want you to follow that up. I want to tell people really quick, Quality Tire Pro. The Everly family has been serving Chattanooga community since 1957. All major brands of tires, full service, automotive, brakes, alignment. Stop in, say, hey, Bo, Off the Hook Sports sent me. Hey, Bo, Off the Hook Sports sent me on Cherokee Boulevard or online at QualityTirePros.com. What did you think about the Urban Meyer? And who else would be a good candidate if Florida's in the coaching market a year from now, Caleb?
I would, with you, Lane Kiffin would be my top choice. Try to get Urban Meyer, but I think, I'm just going to tell you, I think Urban Meyer is a snake and is jockeying for Steve Sarkisian's job at Texas, and he's going to try to get Steve Sarkisian fired by with his commentary on Fox. I would also...
Jeez. I actually kind of believe that conspiracy one.
Yes. I would also...
Okay, let's take a second. Do you think that one is...
That's crazy.
You think that's a little much, John?
Yeah, I think it's a little much, I'm sure. But I think Urban Meyer actually might be done as a coach. He realized it's not good for his health. He's got a lot of evidence of that now. But
right,
so I think
he's continue on in his humanitarian work. And
he wants to spend a lot of time with his family and his extended family and even people he doesn't know. But I think Urban Meyer... I mean, he's guaranteed wins. You're in the playoff. You hire Urban Meyer. There's no doubt.
Here's where, and John, I get your point about the history of Florida, but I think the Gators are on the cusp of being as easy of a recruiting job as LSU. And here's why I say that. We have T. Scott Jones come on our show, local attorney, and I talking to him and talking to some other people. I think national media wants this ACC grant of rights agreements to expire because they want to see Florida State and Clemson with the big boys. I don't think they have a way out of it, though. So I think Florida State and Miami are stuck in the ACC for the next 15 years as it falls way behind of a conference. So I think Florida used to have to compete with Florida State and Miami for Florida recruits. I think Florida will be able to recruit the state by itself now without any competition from other local states. So I think Florida is actually on the cusp of being exploding as a place with the right coach. That's why some people are bringing it on the message boards. Another one is Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders could get all the best athletes in Florida to go to Florida, and he could just roll the football out and watch them go win a national title.
I don't know about winning a national title, but I want to have that conversation, John. Even Philip Fulmer would say it. It's about the Jimmies and Joes, not the X's and O's. Yes, Deion Sanders did go someplace like a Florida where he could have basically his pick of the litter, because you can't at Colorado. You're lucky to win occasional recruiting battles. You're not pick of the litter type of program. If he were to do that, how much success could he have at Florida? Or do you think ultimately the coaching and the X's and O's is a big factor?
Well, I think it's a factor. I think assembling a staff's a factor. I think how you manage your players is a factor. I'm not sold on Deion yet. I mean, he's created a lot of interest in Colorado football. Good for him, because there was no interest in it. And he became a national story. He's good copy. But I just I'm not sold on him winning championships at all, no matter where he is.
No.
But remember, if you're in a state with talent, you can be Larry Coker or Ed Orgeron and win a championship.
That's a good point. Or Les Miles.
Or Les Miles.
I wouldn't put Larry Coker in with those guys, though. I think he knew a little more football.